The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stapmiller, with you on this Thursday, already the 11th of May, 2017. And if this doesn't sound like me today, well, it's me, but I've got, what do they call that? A bullfrog in your throat? At any rate, I find this rather fascinating, folks. Let me start out with this one, and I'll have to do the translation on this, but no, I don't speak Ruski. It's in a little subtitle block. Mike, open up your pot there. This is this is funny. This is Vladimir Putin at a press conference, and he was talking about the people that won't leave, and he's talking about Obama, and it's almost in a rapturous, childlike manner that the look on this guy's face when he's talking about, you know, the political process here in this country. And Lavrov, when he was at the White House yesterday, that didn't last too long. I think it was Andrea Mitchell. They just identified the reporter as being Mitchell. And the only Mitchell that I know is Andrea Mitchell. And she's really not a reporter. She's the, please be kind today, John. She is the lovely wife of Alan Greenspan. Now, not that she is what I would categorize eye candy, but if you looked at the flop-eared boy, he's not aging well. I think he and Clapper kind of got caught in the same disease syndrome. I don't know, they're both looking like Yoda now. I mean, seriously. At any rate, here is Putin on Obama's the whore that won't leave. He says, you know, there's a certain group of people who leave without saying goodbye out of respect for the circumstances, in order not to bother anyone or interrupt anything. And there are others who are constantly saying goodbye, but do not leave. He says with a smile on his face. He says, the outgoing U.S. administration, in my opinion, needs to go. What do we see right now in the United States? We see an ongoing, hard, internal flight, even though the election is over. And Trump undisputedly won. I think that gets lost in translation. I don't think there's such a word, undisputedly. He says, I'm not acquainted with Mr. Trump. I have never met him. I do not know what he is going to do in the international arena. Therefore, I have no reason to attack him, critique him, or defend him in any way.
Мы даже не будем обращаться в Нобелевскую.
I promise not to petition the Nobel Commission to award him a Nobel Prize for physics or any other subject.
У меня нет для этого никаких.
I have no basis for such actions.
Но
but the latest dossier released is an obvious counterfeit.
Вот эти вбросы – это очевидная фальшивка. Я не исключаю, что после следующих парламентских выборов, ну, это будет позиция, и
Trump, when Trump visited Moscow, I do not even recall when it was, probably several years ago.
Не был никаким политическим деятелем.
He was not a politician then.
Мы даже не знали о его политических амбициях.
We had no idea about his political aspirations. He was just a businessman, one of many rich Americans.
Что кто-то думает, что у нас...
Do you think that our special forces are keeping tabs on every American billionaire? Of course not. It's simply delusional to think so.
До сих пор руководители Молдовы либо не приезжали, Трамп приехал.
So according to this dossier, Trump arrived in Moscow.
Это человек,
and straight away went to meet with Russian prostitutes.
А во-вторых, человек, который всю...
We were talking about mature men who for many years organized beauty contests. I think that's what he's referring to. He socialized with the most beautiful women in the world. Okay, they weren't prostitutes. I can hardly imagine him eloping with our damsels of low social responsibility. This was the story that he went over there to meet prostitutes. He's obviously making fun of that.
Добрый день, Павел Зарубин, телеканал «Россия». У меня вопрос вам обоим. Продолжу немного мысли про то, что сегодня многое впервые.
Вы знаете, что хочу сказать?
So I'd like to say that prostitution is a serious and ugly social disorder.
Безобразное социальное явление.
Well, I think that's all the comments there about Trump. Now, Lavrov, he was in, as I said, Washington yesterday, Sergey Lavrov. And he masterfully demonstrated here how you handle the U.S. press. And this was precious. Mitchell asked the question, does the Comey firing cast a shadow over your talks, gentlemen? Lavrov turned around sarcastically and said he was fired. Mitchell said yes. And then Lavrov, very, very sarcastically, you're kidding. You're kidding. Evidently. Mike, did you post that Bill Clinton speech he gave to the Congress back in 1996? I'm sorry? 95? Okay, I can't get there from here. So pull that up and play it for me, would you please? You know how soon the Democrats forget. Just amazing to me that Trump is finally doing something about illegal aliens in the face of supposed terrorists marching around the globe with their jihad, wanting to blow up everything and everybody. But this was Bill Clinton addressing Congress back in 1995 on the specific issue of illegal immigrants. Run it.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
And both sides of the aisle at this point in time stood up and clapped. I am shocked. Wow. Listen to that ovation. Democrats and the Republicans standing and applauding the then President Bill Clinton during his State of the Union, I would imagine that was, to the U.S. Congress. Wow. I guess the snowflakes, I guess it might be true that there's certain pockets of this country that they're being deprived of oxygen. Their brains are shorting out. Something is going on with these guys. You know, we can't even go back, 22 years? And listen to the then President of the United States talk about illegals and, you know what, no welfare benefits, and you're going to be packed up and sent home. What has changed in the Democrat Party? Very simply, the communists are out now. And I dare say, I'm just waiting for the day, that somebody in the mainstream media starts using the term that, let's examine what progressives are or liberals. Well, you don't have to go any further than in the early 60s when Khrushchev was over here. I think this was before the Cuban Missile Crisis. The Khrushchev was over here, asked by a reporter, "Sir, what about the communists inside this country?" He said, "Here we don't call them communists, we call them liberals." Now that's coming from a dyed-in-the-wool, practicing and very proud of it, communist. Nikita Khrushchev. And of course, he's famously, he's the guy that was in the UN banging his shoe on a desk. But see, it's whatever relative and right now. Let's not use our memories. Let's not use common sense. Let's just get the emotional stuff going. Now, I've said before in jest about the Massengale Douche Company coming up with Massengale Mind Douche for these poor critters that just can't seem to function. And for us, I guess they're going to develop What could they develop for us to stop being infected? A cranial tampon that you can stuff in your ears so you don't have to hear this? And folks, I may remind you that if you look in the history of any country that was ever taken over by the communist, it is exactly what you're seeing in this country today. Well, the mainstream media never talks about the communist. Well, you never talk about them when they're inside your own camp, when you're huddled around the fire with them, swapping, spitting stories. Of course you don't talk about them then, always when they're outside the gate. And hell, they didn't even have to come in on a Trojan horse, did they? They just walked through the front door. What is disgusting? And when is the worm going to turn? That somebody is that anti-American and that communistic, but they don't present a grave national threat to the security of our country. Oh, could we turn this back on them? You know, because they don't believe in anything but here and now. They don't want to argue about anything. They don't want to feel uncomfortable about anything, and facts make them uncomfortable. Let's admit that much. You know, how good of a job did the FBI do with rooting out communists in this country? Did anybody over at the FBI pick up the phone to call Mr. Soros and going, "Excuse me, Mr. Soros, we have information that you're funding the leftist groups in this country that are doing the robbing and looting and burning. Could you please stop that before we formally charge you?" Folks, what do you think that would happen to, man, I couldn't think of any instance which a conservative group would fund a conservative group, because conservatives don't go out there and burn and rape and rob and pillage and scream, "You're a racist," or "You're a misogynistic," I mean, "You're hateful." Hateful? Hateful? You know, I don't hate the communists of the world, but I just don't want to see them seated in their own government and walking around on campus. That's a little disturbing to me. And if this comes down to a cat fight, what are they going to fight with? bumper stickers, loudly yelled slogans. They ain't armed. They got their health care, kind of, sort of. Mike, can you look this up? Does Obamacare does Obamacare cover bullet wounds? You're actually typing it in. Don't. But this is a revolution inside this country, folks. Isn't it fascinating that a group of people, good-minded, patriotic people in this country, find out that, well, things just aren't going right, and start identifying the problems as what has gone wrong, and, you know, like the private profit corporation known as the Federal Reserve, and the ongoing tragedy, the forever train wreck we have to witness day after day in this country. It's the important things that have been brought to fore, and then to have somebody with the now deposed Mr. Comey calling people that are calling for the rule of law and the Constitution back, calling them an outright threat, putting this out in memorandum to all police in this country. Then you know what? When you approach these guys, when you do a routine traffic stop, his words, they'd much rather shoot you than have a conversation with you. I can see many reasons why Mr. Comey is no longer head of the FBI. And the stuttering jackass that's temporarily taking his place ain't much better. So I would look for an overhaul of the FBI. You know, and folks, yeah, gosh, to the uninitiated out there that don't know how and what happened to our country and all the blow-by-blows antics that they have pulled over the years, all the death and destruction that they have caused, will bite. Well, people need to have their faith restored in the FBI. Wow. No, I would just like to see the federal agency disbanded. Did you actually find something on bullet holes here? You're kidding me. Oh, my God. Why gunshot victims have been reason, have reason to like the Affordable Care Act. I was being facetious, and look what I got here. Kenneth Berry can feel the bullets in his own body move. One jiggles down his leg toward his ankle. You sure that's a bullet or something you missed with your TP? Another presses on his sciatic nerve. A third migrated to his hip. Three bullets have been inside Mr. Berry, 41 years of age, for more than two decades, pumped into him when he was a teenager near St. Louis. Now, after years without health coverage, besieged by untreated nerve pain and hunched over on a cane, he finally has the golden ticket to go to the medical procedures that will bring relief. A Medicaid card. Now, this is a surprising effect of the Affordable Care Act, the landmark health care law that now faces an uncertain future, given the Republicans' party victory in the presidential election. You can tell this is an older story. By funding the expansion of the state Medicaid programs beyond the traditional populations of poor mothers and children, the law has brought coverage to tens of thousands of previously uninsured shooting victims, often young African-American men who once stabilized in emergency rooms, missed out on the crucial follow-up care, and have endured unremitting effects of nerve injuries, fractured bones. God. Doctor, it hurts when I do this. Doctor says, hey, quit doing it. Okay, you don't want bullets running down your leg. And I'll forego the joke there. If you don't want bullets rattling around in your body, stop shooting each other, okay? There's a very simple cure for this stupid disease. This disease caused stupidity. Stop being stupid! All right. 800-313-9443. I guess it's a pretty safe political day. Okay. Nothing's blowing up. Nobody else got fired in Washington, D.C.? Okay. All right. Let's break. We'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
No one can be sad.
Well, what do you expect when a Secretary of Defense by the name of James Mad Dog Mattis is going to bring to the Trump White House? Now, understand, folks, that we're still given the illusion here with our little foreign star generals running around running things, that they're more equipped for the days that we had world wars, which we're not going to have anymore. And the reason why we're not going to have any more world wars is because of nuclear weapons. And somebody just might be a sore loser, say screw it, and start firing missiles, knowing full well they're going to get destroyed. You see, we're into limited military engagements now, and nation smashing and nation building, people that we don't like in government. In other countries around the world, we cook up good excuses to go attack them, blow them up, or cause, kind of like what's happening inside the United States right now, cause so much strife and conflict that sides are, well, they're just picking up arms that they conveniently find that are conveniently being shipped to them and they're being supplied with, by the way, along with instruction in case you don't know how to use it. You know, and that's the future of war on this planet from here on out. So Mad Dog, I'm sorry, James Mattis, U.S. Secretary of Defense, is seeking to ignite a military showdown with Russia. American analyst Wayne Madsen says, citing the Pentagon's chief's latest remarks against Moscow. Mattis said yesterday that the U.S. and NATO were prepared to deploy military equipment to the Baltic region to deter Russia. You're going to love the reason why. Two U.S. military officials had said earlier in the day that the Pentagon was considering deploying a Patriot missile battery to the Baltic region before this summer. Wary of the U.S.-led NATO alliance military buildup near its borders, Russia is preparing for a massive military exercise in its western military region in September. The Pentagon chief criticized Russia for moving its troops nearer to its western areas. And here's the reason. Any buildup of Russian combat power in an area where they know, and we all know, that they are not threatened by anything that we are doing is simply destabilizing. All right, let's break down the doublespeak here. This is the Russians conducting military exercises within their own borders. Is that illegal? Oh, that's right. The threats against the United States can be perceived as being anything. Just like Iraq was a threat to the United States, Syria was a threat to the United States, Iran was a threat to the United States, Lebanon was a threat to the United States. Do we keep going here? As if North Korea is a threat to the United States. And evidently, they've pissed the Chinese off enough, the Chinese are starting to give them the stern communist look like, what are you stupid communists doing? Stop it. You know, we got this trade imbalance thing going with the United States. Let's not anger them too much. So basically, all you have to do is there are a few grain shipments away from starvation in North Korea. Now, you notice there's no factions over there trying to start stuff to get rid of the fat-faced boy over there. No. No, they proudly goosed up with their uniforms and their military equipment. It's all shiny and looking real nice. Country's in bad way, very, very bad way. Now, can we let this die of its own dead weight? Well, we wouldn't have had to if we were in Korea, supposedly to kill communists and liberate the Koreans. Oh, that's right. Damn it. You know, we just seemed to leave before victory was possible and the liberation of their country against the communists. Kind of like in Vietnam. You know, had that demilitarized zone. You boys in the South, you got to stay. You can't cross that line. That's a demilitarized zone. That's no land there. Can't cross that. And then we leave. Wow. That's the communist idea of fighting communism. Throw a fit, set off some bombs, kill some people, spend a whole crap load of money, and then leave. Yeah, that's fighting communism. Any rate, back to Madsen's article. He said, Madsen is, of course, a Washington-based author and investigative journalist. Said Mattis was not the kind of defense secretary President Donald Trump had promised the American people. I'll finish out what he said here, and he's exactly right. These guys seem to be out of touch. It's like watching an old war movie. They're actors with no script to follow. It's sad.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, getthetea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart.
Madsen went on to say,
steal your crown.
He says, Mattis is more like a defense secretary who had been appointed by former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. He told that to Press TV yesterday. We have seen Mattis pushing for a showdown with Russia in the Baltics. He said, pointing to the U.S.-led NATO military alliances deployment of arms and troops on Russia's doorstep. The analyst further argued that the Russians are outraged by the military buildup, as Americans would be if the Kremlin was to send forces to Mexico or Canada. I think they have every right to be concerned about their own national security, he said. The United States is not the only country in the world that has national security concerns. Last year, Russia deployed nuclear-capable Iskander-M missiles to the country's westernmost region of Kaliningrad, near its border with the Baltic countries and NATO member states. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John. How's it going today?
Hi. Slow day. Slow day.
Slow day, but you guys had some rain go through there, didn't you?
Actually, I got a call from the secretary's husband. He lives in Austin, and she was dumping trash, and first time I ever picked up her phone and answered, and it was her husband. He goes, what are you doing answer the phone? I said, why are you calling? He says, look, I'm down here in North Austin. He says, and a hailstorm's moving through. So it wasn't 4 minutes later. We'd already devised a plan to get out of the car wash 2 doors down with the cars, and as soon as the first one came down, we were in the car, and we were down at golf ball sized hail.
There you go. That was smart. That car wash, most people never think of that.
And we were there. Julie drives, she drives like she's 95 years old. If I get in a car with her and I'm the passenger, it makes me nervous because she drives so slow. She damn near beat me down there this time.
Nice.
Yeah, and we were there 30 seconds before the entire place filled up, so just in time.
I think that was the storm we had a day and a half before with the same golf ball size hail that pummeled most of Denver. But the reason I called, I had a customer today, and we yak about stuff, and I found out he was a college history professor with a PhD.
Mm-hmm. What was he piled high and deep with?
Exactly, because I asked him, I said, so as a history professor, what do you honestly think about the history that people are not really taught? And he looked at me, kind of cocked his head a little bit, and he said, what are you talking about? I said, like the USS Liberty, for example.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so June 8th of 1967, Israel darn near sank one of our ships, an intelligence ship, and was going to either blame it on Egypt or whatever they were going to do, and nobody seems to know about this stuff. And he said, no, Israel never did that.
Oh, and of course he didn't.
And I said, well, I'll tell you what, there are survivors who are making a movie, and I gave him the link, and I said, and one of the survivors had a show on this thing called Republic Broadcasting, which is republicbroadcasting.org, and you would be shocked at the information that, A, obviously you don't have, but I never had either, and I kind of felt cheated. And he said, well, you know, the public school system and blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
And I said, okay, but what do you think about the history that we're not being taught? And he took a moment, and I think he actually thought about it. He said, well, if there's a history that Americans don't know, it's probably in the best interest of the government. And I said, exactly.
Wow. Now, that's
so he wasn't as dumb as his indoctrination, which I was so happy to find out.
Well, yeah, but he's a product of the educational system, and somehow he managed to salvage a little bit of himself, but not much, it sounds like.
No, not much at all. I mean, I managed to get about 42 years through this life before I even had an inkling that I was being completely lied to. So about the past 10 years, I guess, I've been figuring out that most of everything that I was taught was just a complete fiction.
Amazing, isn't it?
It is. It kind of blew me away. And when I was sitting there talking to him and I brought up your network, I thought, you know, I just want to touch base because all those guys work so hard to produce their product and produce the knowledge for people, and as a listener, it's easy for me to absorb it because of the way I work, but I realize today what an uphill battle that it is.
It is. It has been that, and that's why I've cautioned people. They, you know, in this instant gratification age that we're in, you know, press a button, pick up the phone, home deliveries, you know, whatever. And I guess you can even hire people to exercise for you now. I don't know. But, you know, they don't get it. We have been sped up in our lives for that instant gratification that whatever effort we put out, we want to see immediate results. And when you're talking about an entire country and you're talking about pushing back on the propaganda that they have constantly been fed, you know, one of the things when I talk about this, one of the things that comes to mind is Walter Cronkite. Now, Walter Cronkite, man, I witnessed him myself cry when he learned that JFK was killed. And I also saw him there jubilant that we were landing on the moon. But I always looked at this guy. He was trusted, you know, I think they did surveys. Who's the most trusted in the U.S. news media? Well, Walter Cronkite. Well, it turns out Walter was a globalist. And one of the last things that he did with his sardonic three-quarter cock of the head looking into a camera saying these words, things are happening fast. Are you watching? And I thought, you know, you scoundrel, you. That's why I refer to him as Walrus Crankcase. I won't even call him by his correct name. He was a globalist, and he was in on the thing. He knew exactly what he was doing. being a newscaster?
Well, oh yeah, so I've got a middle-aged PhD college professor who's teaching history that doesn't know history. That was kind of mine. That was interesting to me. Maybe it surprised me.
Maybe they confused the class. Maybe it was misnamed. Maybe it's current events. Yeah, I don't know. Mike, thanks for your call.
Take care, Mike.
Appreciate it. Washington's criminal activities are only going to get messier. And this has to do with the, what do they call them? They don't call them mercenaries. That's right, private contractors. You know, when I think of a contractor, I think of somebody that's going to lay a foundation or put up steel beams or, you know, put pipes in a building or run electrical wire. No. Private contractors. Well, these are the guys that aren't under the rules of war and no jurisdiction in court, no international court. They're just paid mercenaries. They're just paid security people that go around killing and doing the bidding, and they're well paid for it. You know, this is part of the rub between the U.S. military and these private contractors who are running around the Middle East getting paid 10, 20, 100 times more than a U.S. soldier doing the same damn job, getting his butt shot off for absolutely nothing to liberate people that didn't need liberated. Oh, the names like Enduring Freedom, while we're busily killing millions of their people. The irony of it all. The unpunished slaughter of thousands of civilians in Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan, carried out by the U.S. over a course of the last decade, is now being gradually replaced by a new type of crimes committed by Washington's henchmen in the course of its ongoing instances of armed aggression against sovereign states. As it's been reported by Bloomberg with a special reference to the AP, a well-known American contractor firm, Sallyport Global, has recently been engaged in a number of illegal operations in Baghdad's vicinity. According to the report, its employees would get engaged in alcohol smuggling and slave trade. It's curious that Sallyport Global staff would overload cargo planes with the illegal alcohol so badly that they could barely fly, while stealing generators and armored off-road vehicles from the Ballard Air Force Base that they were dispatched to protect. Bloomberg would note that some of the company's employees were also involved in selling local residents to sex slavery. Meanwhile, it's well-known fact that Sallyport Global received $686 million from the U.S. government to fulfill a number of missions in the best interest of the American people. Or that's what they said, or at least it was supposed to be. Now, one could recall a major scandal that broke back in 2009 when a military contractor firm, Academy, was then called Blackwater back in the day, was accused of murdering civilians and smuggling weapons. 5 years later, the jury in the state of Washington found four employees of the Blackwater private company guilty of killing 17 Iraqi civilians in Baghdad in just one instance of violence. After the attack, Iraqi authorities demanded that Blackwater pay $8 million in compensation to each of the 17 families whose relatives were murdered in the raid that its employees conducted. Employees, not soldiers. Additionally, local authorities demanded that a total of 250, both of former and active employees of Blackwater, would leave Iraq within the week after the tragic event. As soon as the U.S. military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan began, along with a number of military interventions across the globe, a number of private companies involved in providing so-called security services to the Pentagon started booming. In the absence of any independent audit, the actual number of military contractors deployed in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria, and other countries can only be guessed, since the official evaluation provided by the Pentagon is, at best, pretty misleading. The tangled web of contractors and subcontractors and the lack of comprehensive control led to the situation when even the top U.S. officials had no real information on the actual number of U.S. contractors deployed in a particular country. Thus, when the Congress demanded the interim coalition administration, the ICA of Iraq, to provide it with the exact number of military contractors deployed in the country back in 2004, it took the latter quite a lot of time to draft a list of 60 firms employing a total of 20,000 people. However, 6 years later, the number of people employed by the Pentagon, the State Department, the United States Agency for International Development to carry out security-related missions in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria, exceeded 260,000 people, with only one in every fourth contractor being an American citizen. See, there's your new coalition force, folks. Yes. At times, the number of contractors deployed far surpassed the total number of troops U.S. armed forces had in two countries. Now, private military firms carry out a wide range of missions in the areas controlled by the U.S. military personnel, such as participation in actual combat engagements, reconnaissance missions, special operations, carrying out security tasks, and logistical support. They have also been training a local army and police units that are loyal to the forces that Washington supports. Private contractor firms are playing an important role in ensuring that the situation in a certain country occupied by the United States remains under control. The best example of a wide range of activities that military contractors are engaged in is the fact that the people employed by the Antion International would have maintained communication systems that the Pentagon is using for its operations. In Afghanistan, for example, such military contractor firms as MPRI, Sandline, Control Risk Group, Chile Port, along with Israeli Golan Group, and Benny Tal were deployed long before the actual invasion took place. Back then, the CIA was determined to send the maximum possible number of infiltration groups that were formed out of employees of private intelligence companies. Those groups were tasked with the mission of killing Osama bin Laden and other leaders of the Taliban movement. Additionally, they were demanded to get engaged in bribing of local warlords, collecting operational data, conducting reconnaissance, and carrying out acts of sabotage. To this date, Washington relies heavily on the services that private intelligence companies would provide. This phenomenon can be explained by the fact that Middle Eastern warlords are getting extremely violent when they find a snitch in their ranks, which results in his death and quite possibly the same fate for all the relatives, regardless of the degree of the kinship, age, and sex. This is the main reason behind the reluctance that most locals have towards cooperating with the occupying forces. So in a situation when the CIA cannot establish a comprehensive intelligence network, contractors are the only people that can lend it a helping hand. The large-scale involvement of private contractor firms led to the practice of bribing local commanders. When money are being paid for a relative security of the employees of such a firm can enjoy a certain territory, thus an impressive margin of all the money that such firms are getting end up in the pockets of the Taliban movement leaders, who are acting in the capacity of some sort of subcontractor. See, this is easily explained. You know, they're folks, come on. We're not backing the al-Nusra or Taliban in Syria. That's ridiculous. U.S. isn't involved in that. It's subcontractors. Yeah, there you go. Is that plausible deniability? Or is that still an outright lie? You be the judge. According to official data, the Taliban movement has received over $360 million from the U.S. budget for the services it has been providing to the U.S. private contractor firms. Now, you do understand what I'm explaining to you here, right? You do understand that the destabilization of these countries are actually through contractors, and then they subcontract? Yes, these are perfectly clean terms. Contracting and subcontracting. Sounds like we're building something. No, we're not. We're destabilizing and destroying. When the number of U.S. troops in certain conflict zones of a broad decrease is it's usually accompanied by an increase in the number of employees of private contracting firms willing to risk their heads for a paycheck. There's no official data on the losses the military contractor firms suffer. Thus, the White House is capable to significantly lower the actual number of American citizens dying in the conflicts that it started. The U.S. public has been known for its casualty here, shyness. Therefore, Washington is happy to bend the numbers in a bid to escape the possible public outrage. Since there's no protests when there's no information about the number of Americans who sacrificed their lives for somebody else's profit. I think we're calling the U.S. soldiers over there the heroes. Evidently, it's the paid mercenaries that are bearing the heavy load here and getting paid rather well. Keeps the U.S. government out of the criminal courts and the international courts. Just contracting and subcontracting. It's all that it is.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. Angioprim. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back 800-313-9443. We're noticing a disturbing trend. Less and less phone calls. Does that mean people are out planting their gardens now? Getting ready for summer? Reading the new greeter down at Walmart looks suspiciously like James Comey. Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Hey there, John.
Hey.
I love how the government uses different terminology when they talk about these with Blackwater and stuff like that. Advisors, peacekeepers, anything but that. It's kind of funny how they put that little spin on there, but that's not what I called about. Mike called in and talked about the history professor, and I received a book the other day. I haven't dug into it yet, but it was endorsed by Ron Paul. It's called The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History by Thomas E. Woods, Jr., Ph.D., and looks pretty good so far when I'm digging through a little bit here. It looks like it's really calling a spade in our history. And, of course, I wasn't surprised at all that that professor said that, well, he's kind of understanding, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that they put a spin on. They don't want you to know because it's in the best interest of the government. But it's pretty sad that you take a position like that to teach kids and you, you go along with that that fallacy, teaching the fallacy. I don't know how you could do that job myself, but I guess I would have a very short tenure as a professor, history professor, if I were in the business. I would definitely be calling a spade, and I'd have the literature to back it up, and I'd probably be out of a job, but
yeah,
the truth is the truth.
It is what it is.
It is.
All righty. Thanks.
That's it.
Appreciate it. Bye. Yeah, Christopher Bolin wrote a story recently. Why do all the ISIS videos all come from Israeli intelligence? Well, let me just clue you in. Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. Oh, ISIS. The grisly ISIS videos, like most recent ones supposedly showing the killing of a Russian soldier, all come to us through Israeli agents working for Israeli intelligence. How can it be that the ISIS media outlet, Al-Farat Media Foundation, is able to produce high-quality videos but does not even have a website? Nor is ISIS even able to send its nasty videos directly to its chosen audience. In this case, the Russian government or media outlets. And why is it that ISIS videos all come to us from Israeli intelligence? First, the Israeli intelligence agent, Rita Katz, not kidding, didn't make it up, of Site Intelligence Group in Bethesda, Maryland, issues a message with photos and information. Western media outlets subscribe to her propaganda service and report on videos giving source credit to Site Intelligence Group, which is usually described as a U.S. base, although there is nothing American about it. It's purely an Israeli intelligence and propaganda to feed Israel's fraudulent war on terror. Is this the message Katz in the video comes from Farat Media? If we look up Al-Farat in Wikipedia, we find four media outlets named Farat, but none of them are Al-Farat Media Foundation. If we do a Google search for videos from Al-Farat Media, we find that all the videos supposedly from ISIS Farat Media don't come from the website belonging to Al-Farat at all. It comes to us from a website called jihadology.net. And what's that? Well, we'll tell you what that is after the top of the hour break. 800-313-9443. Robbie in Chicago. Hang on, I'll get to your call and others as soon as you call in.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.